We're getting excited as Miami Dolphins 2014 training camp gets nearer and nearer. And right now we're going to talk about the linebacker position. The names remain the same. However, positionally, it's going to be a bit different. Koa Meese moving to the middle of the 4-3. Going to be an interesting change for Koa.
It'll be a big change for the Miami Dolphins, the way they look defensively. But I think it'll benefit Koa Meese. He's played multiple positions as a collegiate athlete. Now he's going to do it for the Miami Dolphins, really taking control of the middle of this Miami Dolphins defense. His speed, his vision, his communication skills were evident in the offseason through OTAs and through minicamp, but that was only with helmets and shorts on. Now Koa is going to have to make the transition with full pads on moving in to training camp in the preseason games, but all indications give you the confidence that he's going to be able to do that. Now, Philip Wheeler, Donnell Ellerbe, they'll be your outside linebackers primarily, and it's a natural fit for Ellerbe to be on the outside. That's where he thrived in Baltimore. He can use his speed, his instincts on the outside. And on the other side, Wheeler had a lot of tackles, but he'll be pushed throughout training camp, I believe, by multiple players.
Speaking of the outside spot, a guy who's been making waves and had a very solid offseason is Jelani Jenkins, second-year player out of the University of Florida. Is there a chance he could get more playing time?
There is, and there's a chance because he's been able to gain a little weight and not lose speed. He had a little bit more playing time as the season wound down last year. So I think that Jenkins' athleticism gives him an opportunity to stay on the football field. He's a very good cover guy in space. So that's what you're looking for, a linebacker that can really cover a lot of ground to the outside or that can close on a ball carrier at or behind the line of scrimmage.
Other backups in the linebacker position include Jason Trusnik, a guy who plays that middle spot as well and is relied upon for special teams help, and then Jonathan Freedy, a special teams ace for this unit, as well as Jordan Tripp, fifth-round pick out of Montana, a guy who a little more of a project but will certainly make an impact special teams-wise for this linebacker spot. All right, when we come back, we'll get to wide receivers and tight ends for this Dolphins team.